I'm with Scott Tickey, who's Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And, of course, the flood outlook was just released. And, of course, there's a lot of people, Scott, in the area who are very curious about those numbers and what it means later in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks as far as water coming into Bald Hill Dam and into the Lake Ashtabula, I should say. What are you and your people working on right now as we take a look at this flood outlook?
Thanks for calling, Steve. All winter long, we start thinking about floods back, you know, last fall. We start thinking about it in October. We start our drawdown October 1st, and we try to get some storage space in the reservoir so we can kind of handle whatever we get for spring runoff. We target a 3.5-foot drawdown on a normal year, and then once we get into January, we start looking at snowpack, and then we adjust accordingly on snowpack. Of course, this year we had a lot of snow in January. So we adjusted, and we targeted something closer to a 9-foot drawdown, and we are at that as of last Friday. We were at elevation 1257 on the lake, which is 9 feet down from our normal summer pool of 1266. And so we're holding at that now, and kind of waiting for, like everybody else, to see what the spring is going to bring us. We've got a lot of snow out there. We all know that. Got some more here just the other day. But some things we have in our favor, we had a really dry fall last year. We were kind of on the borderline, moderate drought last summer. So there's some storage in the soil. The wetlands have some storage to take some water. And just because we have high moisture levels doesn't necessarily mean we're going to have a flood. If you look back in history, like 2009 and 2011, we had floods both years. In fact, 2009 was the flood of record for Valley City, and the second highest levels in Valley were 2011. We actually had more snowpack and more moisture in the snowpack in 2010, but we didn't have a flood because we had a nice melt that year. And so a lot comes down to how fast the water comes off the landscape. If we end up having a long, prolonged, slow melt, it takes all of April to melt. we got a lot of snow to get out of here, but that can be good for us, But on that same note, if things change and all of a sudden we get a quick warm up. And some rain, things can come off fast, and then all those numbers get thrown out the window and things change again. So, there's a lot of variables to forecasting flooding. The Weather Service does a pretty good job at it for the most part. And they, their numbers right now are looking at, I think they're 50-50 for Valley City, is like 13.5 feet, which is a very manageable level for Valley City. And that's usually the number we look at when you look at those predictions. We look at there's a 90% chance and a 10% chance, and so we always look as a flood manager, we kind of look at that middle number. What's that 50-50 number, and that's the number we kind of look at as the one we want to think about as a potential that could happen and what we want to prepare for. That 10%, we're probably not going to prepare for that initially, but we look at that 50% number.
In the next few weeks or when water starts running, obviously you'll have some more hard numbers for us to look at, right, Scott?
Yeah, well, it looks cold the next couple of weeks. I think they got snow in the forecast the end of next week I was looking, and I think there's even a below zero temperature forecast for early in the week. So still cold yet through the end of March. Looks cold. I know the Weather Service says the same thing, that they're looking cold the first part of April, at least through the first, that probably about the 15th of April, still looks really quite chilly below normal temperatures. But if you listen to the call with the Weather Service today, our average temperatures, even though we're running below average, eventually the sun's just too powerful this time of year, and it's just going to start warming us up, and we're going to melt. Even if we are still like below normal, we're still going to be in the melting temperatures during the daytime hours, and so things are going to eventually start melting here, and we'll just have to see how that progresses. And hopefully, like I said, it's a long, slow melt. As much as I want to see green grass and, and open water, I it wouldn't bother me if we were kind of still melting snow the first part of May. So
that might bode well for us this year. Thanks again for that update, Scott. Nice visiting with you, as always.
Thanks, Steve.
There's Scott Tickey, Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager, our guest here today.